For some jazz fans, the 1970s will always be the pits. Many veteran players were idle, the controversial avant-garde was thriving, and loud jazz rock fusion was on the rise. Jazz record sales were down, but one new label did find success. CTI Records successfully championed soulful pop jazz artists like guitarist George Benson, flutist Hubert Laws, and saxophonist Grover Washington and Stanley Turrentine. A massive CTI reissue program is underway. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead takes a look.
Organist Johnny Hammond, 1971, on Neil Sedaka's Working on a Groovy Thing. Jazz musicians have often looked to pop music for material, for reasons usually including a desire to cross over to a larger audience. In the 70s, the king of jazz crossover was producer Creed Taylor, whose labels CTI and Kudu flourished just when mainstream jazz was on the ropes. CTI's slick LPs, whose glossy covers look more like upscale magazines and album art, appealed to many members of the black middle class most jazz musicians would love to connect with. But for some jazz fans, CTI was part of the problem. The jazz content was a bit watered down and the courting of a mass audience a little too blatant. Neil Sedaka, come on. But at CTI, crossover went way beyond current pop, taking in Bach's Brandenburg Concertos, the Strauss Fanfare from 2001, and a little symphonic Gershwin from Argentine keyboardist Amir Diodato. Hubert Laws's take on Stravinsky's Rite of Spring was kitsch, but Laws was no match for Diodato. His funky classics paved the way for Walter Murphy's disco hit, The Fifth of Beethoven. Imagine having that on your conscience. Rhapsody in Blue from Deodato II, where he also favors us with the Moody Blues' Nights in White Satin. It's one of 15 CTI albums getting re-released on CD this season, some with bonus tracks to fill out the skimpy playing times. I confess I was a bit snooty about this stuff when it was new and look forward to hearing it again, but a lot of what struck me as dopey then seems no better now. Even a great musician like vibist Milt Jackson could get stuck in a sugar-glazed surface. But some marketing decisions did pay off. Trumpeter Freddie Hubbard from his good CD, Red Clay. Like any efficient corporation, CTI identified and filled a hole in the market. In the early 70s, many Miles Davis fans took their hero's new loud funk as a personal insult. So CTI went back to what Miles sounded like just before he freaked out, when his music had only light funk trappings like a catchy bass vamp or punchy electric piano. Three Miles veterans, pianist Herbie Hancock, bassist Ron Carter and drummer Jack DeJohnette got tapped in various combinations to spike a few CTI sessions and gave him an edgy quality that was all wrong for elevators. On Red Clay, Hancock, Carter, and drummer Lenny White bring back a whiff of 1968 Miles, but Hubbard's brasher trumpet keeps him from sounding like a copycat. We'll be right back. Sea of Red Clay also has Hubbard's take on John Lennon's Cold Turkey, which went unreleased till now. CTI's attempts to make jazz out of rock didn't work much better than most, but they've lasted longer. Hip-hop artists have been sampling those LPs for what seems like forever, putting those old-style grooves back before the public ear. Makes you wonder why a lot of these oldies are only getting re-released now.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. This is Fresh Air.